today, we're here to settle the age-old debate. Which is better, PC or console? I have two contenders here. Zach.
Yo.
And Z.
So, the first question we're going to ask is, what do you personally use? Just take your side. What?
My hands on my console, because I could afford it.
And what about you, Z?
PC.
PC. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get into the good stuff, shall we? So, let's start out with price. Which platform is cheapest, considering initial price, game prices, accessories, price to play online, and repairs?
The initial price of a PC will be higher by like $200 for a, like, you know, a $600 computer will surpass and do way better than a console. But in the long run, a PC is cheaper.
Consoles start at $350 to like $400. And the games usually like $60. Those go down though. I mean, yeah.
And on PC, most games, they start at $50 compared to the $60 they start on console. And frequent sales on Steam, like, that happen every week. Like, sales go from, like, 75 to 90% off. You could get really, like, amazing games for cheap prices.
Yeah. Can I just acknowledge the wonders of the Steam sale?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, freaking, it's amazing.
Yeah. And then onto the controllers.
Yeah, what do you guys, how much, what do the controllers cost?
I usually get a controller when you buy a console, but I mean, like, if you want an extra, you have to go pay like $60 or like $40.
That sucks.
And for a computer, your keyboard and mouse, like, combo, like a box, any, you know, good keyboard and mouse, they start off at like $20.
Now, here's a thing I'm just gonna bring up really quickly. You can buy third parties and, like, the third-party equivalent of a controller to
aftermarket
keyboard would be like an old keyboard that can still work. So
yeah, so you could even go cheaper than that.
So you can even go cheaper. So we'll never know. It's just what you can find.
Yeah.
No. Now, what about the online cost?
I pay to play. Again, that's my advantage, dude.
It's your advantage?
Wrecked.
But how much do you pay for online, then?
$60 a year. Just kidding. 54 plus tax is still 60, but you know.
It's $59.99.
All right. So the price for playing online for PC is just free. You could, yeah. No cost at all.
It's the internet.
Yeah. And furthermore, we'll get into that later. Okay, so what about cost of repairs?
I just get hit with that red ring of death, and I'm just like, chuck this, get a new one. You could use your old account and download all your games.
How much, so you would have to buy a new console if your old console just breaks?
Not necessarily. That's if you just want to go through it. You just actually can just open it up and fix it, really.
But
it's normally just your
computer. You can't open it up and fix it because you can't buy the parts by their own. You have to return it to Microsoft, and they repair it for themselves.
Or you gotta, like, go take it to, like, a janky, like,
a really cheeky looking repair store
that exact going. One that I'm pretty store. Sure we're thinking of the same one, you know the mall one downtown, the and, game exchange.
You mean the mall kiosk?
Yeah, the one with like the spray.
Yeah, kiosk. Yeah, that's back, janky.
Back on topic, the repairs for PC, it's free. I mean, no, it's free under warranty, but like, it can vary, depends on what breaks. Like, you know, it can start at like $40 to $200, depending on, you know, what's faulty. Because you could just take it out, put in a new one.
Yeah. Okay. What about the graphics and the resolutions? Which one of the platforms has better graphics for in its game? For example, texture quality, texture resolution, shadow quality, rendering distances, anti-aliasing, post-processing effects, particle quality, resolutions, resolution effects. Which reflection effects, which has higher resolutions, and how high can they go?
All right, so PC has a higher texture quality and resolution that can go all the way up to 4K. And, I mean, you could go as low as you want, too, if your computer can't run it, which is good. Gives people an easier way of running a game if they don't have the hardware to be able to do it. What about consoles?
Consoles, they go up to about 900p, which is still pretty good. It's just like, I don't really want to freaking do all the extra.
I mean, does it really matter once it gets up to a certain point?
It's all simple, really. It's just easier, basically. I don't want to adjust everything for a game.
What about shadowing? I know it's like
a small...
Do
you look at shadows when you play games? No, you get shot if you look at shadows.
But it's,
you wait too long.
It's all a part of the immersion, though. Like, it's what gets you into it. It's because if there's something like...
Said no Call of Duty gamer ever.
Well, Call of Duty, that's just a run-and-gun shooting kind of game. It's not a story game. Like,
get
you know
my
I mean?
Gun!
Yeah, and like... And the thing about like little things like shadows is that there's people to where it'll really throw them off if they notice little things looking really bad like that.
We CDO people.
Yeah, like OCD, not CDO.
It's in alphabetical order like it should be.
Destiny players be like, oh my god, that wasn't a cave shadow.
But yeah, speaking of like a little thing like shadow quality, like for PC it could go all the way up to like, you know, nobody will know what this is called, but it's like SGSSAA, meaning it has smoother shadows, more realistic looking with less jagged edges.
Yeah, but does that even matter?
Well, I mean, consoles can just render the shadows.
It just makes a shadow. It just goes by movement.
It doesn't try to go above and beyond.
It doesn't need to. Okay, something that matters a little bit more than shadows at least, render distances. What do you think about render distances?
Alright, so basically what rendering distance means is in the game how far in the distance you could see, like how far things load in, like whether they load in like a few miles away from you, how far you can see in the distance, like I said before. And on PC, the rendering distance can basically be as high as you want it to be, as high as your computer can handle. Or it could be as low as you want if that's really what, if your computer can't handle it.
What do you think about render distances, Zach?
Consoles have a set limit, which... Oh, yeah, I guess it's low. Who cares? So, I mean, like...
Is it enough?
In a way, I mean, like, to be honest, anything... If you got it, you get it, you got it.
But,
it's
like,
good.
It kind of ruins it, because things kind of pop in while you're walking around the world or walking around your game. And it really, like... makes it seem dumb. Like, you know, you'll see like random buildings popping in, like you know, flags and poles popping in, people, vehicles, like anything like that.
The real reason people really play and they don't really notice things like that is they have people they play with and they usually do a lot of things that doesn't really require a lot of attention.
People always notice. I hear people that I know.
Unless it's like a
console.
Funny glitch that which people just laugh off usually. Every game has some of those.
What about like if it's like the city's filled with buildings so you can't really see 5 feet in front of you? That's when render distance doesn't really matter. Like, say in GTA, if you're like in the city.
I mean, that's GTA,
which
GTA, can you go into all those buildings? Though?
GTA is one of the biggest examples, though, because like you'll be driving down the street and cars will be popping in on console and like and buildings will be popping in. Like, and you could see it.
It's not that bad.
It just makes the game look really awkward to me, like, and most people.
Well, I mean, like, in real life, you don't fly by 160 miles an hour and not expect cars to just fly in front of you.
No, but, like, I mean, like, popping in, like, just out of nowhere. It's not, like, just, like, it gets rendered in too late, like, you know?
What about...
You never really notice once you start to play, to be honest. Yeah. You just really honestly tune it out.
I've noticed a bunch when I've been playing.
What about post-processing effects?
I don't even think we have any of that extra.
I don't know.
What's the post-processing effect?
I don't know about console, but, well, it falls under a lot of things, like motion blur and stuff like that, and bloom effects, but PC has pretty much every post-processing, like, you know, option available.
That junk.
And I guess console doesn't have any. Pretty
you can't
much
change
from what
anything, really. It's just what they say. Otherwise, you'd be changing the programs and their systems, which is copyright.
Here's something that's really small again. Particle count. How exciting. What do you guys think?
Particle count, I think it means, like, I'm thinking it means, like, you know, like, the terrain, you know, dust, like...
How much particles?
If there's, like, an explosion, how much things are flying around because of it. I think it's stuff like that. And quality of, like, air and terrain, like, you know, that's just the atmosphere and stuff like that in the game.
Trips.
In PC, it has a higher particle count and higher quality in terrain and air to pretty much whatever
you
want to set it to.
You have a lot more power to your processor through it and everything. Servers a lot bigger,
but,
probably.
Yeah.
But what about console, then?
Yeah.
I mean, consoles
I mean, I just explained, we just don't even have all that extra. We just come with your set guideline.
And you're okay with that? You're paying...
It's a lot faster than having to deal with all that.
But
right?
You're paying full price for a game that's, like, less than what it should be.
When you see something, you become ignorant to it because you're just like, if I can't do anything about it, then I might as well just ignore it. There's no point in really caring about it. And plus, once you have a computer, don't lie. If you see stuff like that, you really instantly, honestly see it, and you're just like, I have to fix this now. I'm going to not do anything until I fix it. Though.
Yeah,
because
you...
It bothers you.
Because you pay full price for something, it should be the best that it could be.
What about handling the particles? Like, the more particles...
We can't even handle particles. Don't even ask me this.
Because...
I can't even handle my car, right?
There's a lot of videos on YouTube even showing, like, the comparisons of, like, explosions and, you know, things going on in the background and, like, just anything happening that could cause things to go flying around. There's just...
Graphics, sunlight rays, everything.
All kind of particles flying around on PC. It just adds to it, you know what I mean?
No.
And when you're paying $60 for a game, you want everything you can out of it.
What about reflections and whatnot?
I mean, that's... Every game has those optional things, but they're... Really, it's just... Either way, it's gonna never... It's no matter how hard you try, everything's not gonna be realistic as you think, but it's just gonna be damn near close to what you think is the best.
Well, from what I've seen on console, they like, from the comparisons
it's just
I've
basic.
Seen... They look very bland, and, like, the reflections look like they have no real life to them. And for the PC, though, they have higher quality, and, like, they have a bloom effect to add to the reflection and have some, you know, some life to it.
It's like Skyrim.
And more plentiful.
Enhanced.
Yeah.
Before we leave the whole thing, first let's do screen resolution.
For your monitors, or you can, you know, put a TV if you want, no matter how big it is, you could just put it in your PC. But PC resolution is going to go all the way up to 4K. What about console?
Well, consoles really can only go to, like, 1080p, which is just standard everything.
It's good.
Most, like, but if you have a, like, not a latest console, it runs below that probably.
Yeah, like a 360 or a PS3.
Hey, don't get on my 360 like that. Hey, is there something wrong with that 360?
I still
sir?
Play my 360, actually,
I use it still.
I sold mine.
What?
Oh, yeah?
Before,
oh, yeah. Did
before,
you? Really? Cool.
Before we leave the topic of graphics, I'm just going to bring up the whole 7-year-old, like, oh, my gosh, texture packs, I can customize it. Yeah.
Well, if you have the option, that's
always
good.
If we're honestly taking into account the few 11-year-olds.
Boy.
Boy. Like, just bringing it up, though. Like,
boy.
There's no such thing as, like, a texture pack.
There is such a thing.
Boy, it's
console.
Called
on console, heck no.
You just download them on USB
it's
and
like
stick
illegal.
Them in. And
it's like illegal. Though.
On console,
yeah, but who's
going
to come to your door? Oh, you made Skyrim look better. Give me your handcuffs. I'm handcuffing you with your own handcuffs if you have them.
Gamer police.
Supposed to look like
crap. We made it look bad so you buy stupid things to go with it. That's what DLCs are for.
Woo!
Oh, man.
Okay. The next topic is frame rates. Which has the highest frame rate? And does it even matter?
We only have 60.
It matters the whole, like, frame rates are one of the most important things in games. It decides, like, how smooth it is, you know, how responsive your game is for your controllers, too. Like, it just makes the game more fluid, you know? But for PC, the max that you could, you know, get out of any game is 300. And what about for console? What's the max?
60.
But
hush now.
Aren't
the
most
real
console
thing is
games
though,
like
if
30
I have
frames?
Those problems, technically the other dude shooting at me has them too. The other guy racing with me has them
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but why have
so,
those problems in the first place?
I mean,
like,
yeah, and PC.
I can't complain though.
PC,
I mean, everything
it's
has
unlevel.
Eventually.
Every PC is made different. So when it comes to frame
so
rate,
somebody's
going to
have the
equal.
Advantage.
Someone's gonna have the advantage.
That's why there's frame rate. That's why there's frame rate caps put in games.
So if I have one console, they got the same thing as me. There's nothing better about it.
That's what a frame rate cap is for.
You know, once it gets over 60, I feel like it doesn't even matter.
Oh, everyone who hasn't played over 60 says that, but it really does. It's all about getting a feel for it, kind of thing. But for the what about the averages? The PC average is 60 for the frame rate. It's soon going to be going up to 144.
Oh, see, look, you're at R max at your standard.
That's the beginning. That's the beginning. That's the beginning. Pretty soon,
so
it's starting to become a thing. And don't most console games run at 30 frames per second? Like, I've seen, like, stats on
no,
it.
No, not anymore.
Not 30.
Oh, that's why.
Way off.
Yeah. Uncharted 4 runs at 30 frames. The Last of Us runs at
How long Uncharted 4 come out?
Last year.
No, it didn't.
On the PS4, yeah.
Yeah, but that game was terrible and always has been terrible. You can't blame us for that.
It's
yeah.
a flagship
that's
title.
That's just one game.
It's like one of the most biggest titles for the PS4. What are you talking about?
It's no,
their
it's
exclusive,
not.
Too.
One of the that's biggest it. Titles for PS4 would totally be...
What? All right, what is it then?
Okay, never mind. Just cut me off on that, sir.
No,
what
is
get
it?
Up. I'm
what
get
is
up.
It then?
Okay. It's Zach's turn to talk.
All right, what's the... Okay, then, what's the flagship title then for PS4?
Most likely...
What?
It's probably gonna be... Easy.
So what's the...
What's the game you were talking
about?
What's
the game?
I plead the fifth.
Yeah, you plead the fifth. That's over.
Okay.
I don't play PlayStation. I play Xbox One. We got those exclusive.
Let's move on to applications.
Said no gamer ever.
What can you do on your platform besides play games?
It's not a phone, dude.
That's besides YouTube or Netflix. And Internet Explorer. I'm
basically almost everything a computer could. I could use the internet, but it's just like I just can't use it the same way as a computer. I can't look up things fast. I can't do all that. I have a joystick,
you can't have
dude.
Chill.
It's a computer. You could do anything you want while doing anything you want at the same time doing anything
but
you want.
Yeah.
Does that matter for gaming? I mean,
it does actually. When you're actually like playing a game, there's more like you're not just gonna be sitting there playing the game and like not thinking about anything else. Like, come on now. If you're playing a multiplayer game, you're gonna be like, you know,
I have friends for that.
Oh my god. Yeah. I cry. I play with my friends like on a daily basis.
Where are they at though?
At their houses playing it.
Same.
See?
Yeah. Well, okay. Let's move on to the best topic ever. Online play. How much does it cost for you to play online, and is that your advantage? Which
you
has better service? Which has better servers? Resulting in less lag between players. Does the console or PC have more people playing online? Which one of the platforms has the better community, nicer people, you know, that stuff? And which has the least 7-year-olds that can't seem to turn off their mics?
All right, makes so, me so mad. First thing is, we already said this, but the cost to play online for PC is zero. And the PC has better servers, even
Freeloader.
Though you don't have to pay. And proof of that is because console servers get hacked all the time and they have to shut them down and people can't play online because of it. And PC has a more mature community because getting into PC gaming takes, you know, using your brain and a little bit of effort. But to, you know, get into console gaming, you buy a box. You tell your kid to, you know, go
make friends, Jimmy. Yeah.
Make
Come on, Timmy, leave us alone while me and your mother go do something. That's basically what it's for. So, you know, you'll
when
have...
When did this happen?
You'll have less little kids on PC.
You shot me. You stole my kill.
Dude, you ruined my KD.
You
Dude,
ruined
my
KD,
KD's buddy. Ruined. I had a great KD. I had a 1.0.
That's horrible. That's horrible.
That's like
that's
one
point.
Per match.
Yeah.
But I mean,
no, that's
like...
one per death or whatever.
Yeah.
Alright, well...
That's terrible.
On to the next one.
Whoa.
Okay, so... What about upgradeability? Can you upgrade your system to run better?
No.
And run games at better graphics and resolution? And does it even matter? And, of course, cost.
Well, we could just mod out stuff, but that requires a computer in the first place, which is like the same thing, but who cares? You know, still mod my stuff out and use a controller and have a better advantage.
Texture packs!
Well,
you're darn right, Sunny Boy. Texture packs!
I play Feed the Beast!
Do you guys remember...
Goat
guys,
Simulator!
Did you guys play Feed the Beast? The
nope, we're not
pack?
Weird.
Nope.
I grew up with Minecraft when I was like 7.
Well, you had a horrible childhood.
Dude, when Minecraft came
PC?
Out in 2012...
2011.
2011?
Yeah.
It still means you're young as doofus.
Minecraft is garbage, dude. Anyway, for PC, yeah, you can upgrade anytime you want. You don't have to wait until the next console or, you know, whatever comes out to have to upgrade. You can just do it whenever you want.
Okay.
And the cost to upgrade your PC could, you know, go from as low as, like, you know, $40 up till $300, whatever you want to upgrade. Depends.
Unless it's a graphics card.
A graphics card will run you, a good one will be, like, from 170 to, like, 250 or above if you want.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
If it's average.
Above average is over $200.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, okay. And, you know, what about controls? Which one has better controls? Which one do you think is better based on facts?
Well, a mouse and keyboard is more precise, but a controller you could do a little more.
Sports like a controller is like all there. Like,
if it just requires going forward and backward, that's pretty much it. Anything lateral, side to side, other things.
Control is just like all there too.
Yeah, that's true. But you get more control on a PC though. More better position,
but
more better aim.
But it doesn't matter unless you like competitive.
Yeah, that's the thing. Playing online and playing competitively, like, it's way better
like,
for that.
I don't play ranked because I'm absolute trash.
But for the people who do.
Yeah. Anything else you guys like to say on that topic?
On the controls? No, not really.
And, okay. The voice crack.
Okay, well, what about the next thing?
What about backwards compatibility?
Well,
that's a hard one for you.
That's not a hard one, but it's just like...
That's a horrible one for
to
you.
To be honest, it's just, it depends if they make the game remastered or not. If you even have backwards compatibility, to play an old game on a new console is just going to be like, everything's upgraded, but it's just going to still be a bad game because it's older.
So yeah. For a remaster, you got to buy the game over again just to play it?
I mean, it'll look better and be better and feel better.
Or you could just mod it on PC to look 10 times better.
Hey.
All right, okay.
You made our game look better.
Besides the point. On PC, yeah, you could basically, you know, go back and play a game from released from the 90s. There is no question of it. Like, you could just go back and play a game that was released when
I have from Wolfenstein and
what, like
Doom.
The old one? Yeah,
yeah, the old ones.
Those are awesome
on my
to keep
PC.
Playing.
Nobody cares though.
Everyone does though.
No, they don't.
All right, and so.
And here's one that, you know, I think honestly you're just like, you're just trying to add points for yourself. But
no,
anyway,
it's a thing that you can do.
Your whole entire script seems to be based off of, I see like 9 PC and then I see 1 console.
Oh, consoles.
No, that's just not what it is.
Yeah, you freaking hype beast. You mass murdering weirdo.
Consoles cheat. It comes in on the box.
Look at our
PC
script.
That's just the way it
says
is.
Right here. PC, you can play a game at least at any point.
Oh my god.
PC,
dude.
You can make them look better.
But that's
PC,
just the way it is,
you can.
Though.
The last thing.
I hate PC.
He didn't even finish the script and it says PC, you can is the last thing. That's how you know he's biased. It says PC, you can customize and complete system to
it's
your
not
wants
even,
and
it's
needs.
Not even biased.
You can mod PC games.
No, it's not even.
Console, you cannot
just,
mod. That's
just
what
the,
I see out of like the 9 phrases
it's just
here.
The way it is. Well,
can you play
do?
Games from past
oh
systems on your platform? Yeah, PC can play a game released at any point in time.
It's just the way it is.
Do you feel good? You feel good about that record?
Well, yeah, what do you
be,
want me to say?
Be, there's going to be topics that you probably didn't address. Like
what?
I don't know.
Yeah,
you don't
yeah,
bring a PC
yeah.
over to your friend's house.
Well, what are you, some kind of, like, some... I don't want to say it, but, like, come on, like, why do you want to go over to your friend's
name
house?
Name one
bring
person who brings a backpack with their giant gaming computer
actually,
in it.
One of my brother's friends
on a
did,
weekly
like,
basis.
Really
on a weekly
lot of
basis.
People will do that, but I'll tell you, I'm not one of them. I'll tell you.
Nah, you said you've done it before, don't lie.
Oh, me and my brother did once at his friend's house, but I didn't bring my computer. He brought his.
Creepy.
But yeah, so, you know, emulation, which you were going to ask.
Guys, check out my frame rates. I'm the best one in the whole group. My tight XD card. But, look at my graphics card.
Let's at least get to the last thing.
I'm just like, look at my controller, dude. Okay. Yeah.
Cut off like the last 5 is going to be a big, beautiful.
Okay, see, Zach is actually acting like basically, like, I don't know, Trump. Like,
shut up, you squeaker.
Wrong.
We're going to build a wall, guys. Okay,
Mexico's gonna pay for it.
All right, let's get back.
You're gonna
on
make
topic.
The wall to your graphics cards, you freaking nerd.
let's get back on topic. So emulation.
Nerd.
On PC, yeah, you can emulate games from basic.
Everything.
Yeah, on every console or any like you know thing that's ever been in the past. Like for example, a Nintendo 64, a PS1, PS2, PS3, Xbox, GameCube, and the Wii. On console, can you emulate or no? Can you emulate any of those consoles?
Dude, I don't even have a keyboard. What am I going to do?
All right, well, that ends that.
Yeah, you biased person.
Okay, we have like a little over 5 minutes. Let's acknowledge things that weren't in there.
All right, let's bring up the things that weren't in there.
All right, first let's start off. He's a terrorist because, you know, he's just totally like trying to wreck console players. You know, hey, he's going across the house and he's breaking down the doors and handcuffing people for modding their freaking consoles.
Games, hang on,
no, you made our game look
better. Why don't you deny it?
Okay, so exclusives. I will give console that. Exclusives on console, like, they're
what about exclusives?
All right, so exclusives, I'll admit. Console has, sure, it has less exclusives, but the exclusives they have are way better. Like, you know, I would actually, like, want to play those games. Like, they look really good. So I'll give it that. I'll give console that.
I'm not going to lie, dude. I would like a computer just because it's a computer. You think I like watching YouTube on an Xbox and then having to, like, roll off my bed and drop my controller? You know how many times I've dropped my controller?
Doesn't the interface
too? You know how many times?
10?
No. Okay. I have to get new controllers all the time.
Dang.
Dude, this one keeps opening. I'm looking at it right now.
Well, basically...
Look at it!
I think now we can pretty much come to a conclusion, you know. We brought up our points. I mean, sure, like...
You know,
well,
thing,
do you have anything else to add, though? Like,
before we end indie and third-party...
Oh, indie and third-party games? Well, PC has a lot more indie games. I don't know about console, though. Zach, how many indies, like, on average does a console get? Like, PS4 or Xbox One?
Not like, you know, we don't just, like, you know, throw a bucket on us. It's just, like, we just get them and we're just like, okay, look, we got those. Those are great. Let's try those out again.
The more games there are, the more potential there is for absolute trash. You know
how many
PC games I've seen that...
You know how many Overwatch games we see nowadays? Like, there's, like, 19 games like Overwatch out
there's,
right now.
No, yeah, actually two. That, there's actually two.
That's
but
what annoys me. Everyone's, like,
I hate... Because when you have a PC... Though they have like a lot
there's
of
there's only
like,
two games
they have a lot of knockoffs.
Okay, but those don't make
it's
it
like,
onto
you can't
the,
make a Call of Duty
like
guys.
Cereal.
those games don't make it onto the Steam store though. They don't come official. Like they don't get sold for money.
Hey,
so if we're just talking about the Steam store.
Yeah, the Steam store.
You gotta acknowledge like great games like horror games, SCP.
Yeah, you don't get
Steam.
A lot of those.
PewDiePie's trash.
Steam.
Yeah, you don't get.
I'm talking about PewDiePie, but.
That's all he plays for some reason. I don't know why, because he's like a huge Swedish devil.
This isn't about PewDiePie.
Hey. But he plays console games.
Let's talk about
and
no,
PC
he actually,
games.
Yeah.
He is the cancer of all of us.
Let's talk about FNAF, guys. It's only on PC and iPhone, apparently.
Hey, not console.
Now you're just talking about
phones.
Me out, dude.
Hey, who brought phones into this, dude?
Yeah, I'll be the phone defender. The
what kind of phone you
great.
Have? Z2E? Flip phone?
You get mobile games.
Yeah,
you know?
Worse, sir.
You're that weird guy.
Might as well get a 3DS.
You can like, yeah,
hey,
mobile.
Those were lit.
Those
remember,
are still lit.
Remember the PS, I have one.
Hey,
PS
Vita?
Hey,
They dropped those.
Hey,
they don't,
Pokemon is still Hype Beast 1000 2.0.
You can play all of those on PC.
Hey,
but
guess what happens? Nintendo takes their games off of PC.
Hey, man, if you're strong enough,
that's illegal. I'm arresting
you.
Citizens arrest.
If you're built like me, you can bring your PC to school.
You can't bring your PC to school. You can bring your phone to school, though.
Look at your ethnicity. You think they're going to let you carry a backpack with gadgets in it?
That's true. That's actually true.
Yeah, so phones, I mean, they're so great, man. You get like FNAF and Minecraft.
Alright, I think I never want to do a group
creepy.
Project with you ever again because you're really starting to creep me out. And I think we basically figured it out that PC is better than console in every single way. And you know the class is going crazy for some reason. But yeah, I think conductor
that's,
is that.
That's bullcrap. We can't just end it out like PC is greater in every single way.
All I gotta say one thing, dude.
What?
We've done this 3 times. The effort we have put in exceeds everything. No. Don't even say anything. This is just... The effort we have put in exceeds everything and all the expectations that we have done.
We've basically
Shut
done
up.
Three projects.
Shut up.
We've basically
we have done,
done
this
3 projects.
Times.
Yeah.
3 times in a row for 3 days. I feel like Jesus right now, dude.
I know, dude.
I went to the wilderness for 30 days and 30 nights.
Three times.
Stop, and I came back and I was just like... Give me that A.
Yeah, dude.
Rivera, you hear me?
Rivera,
no, you do.
Please.
I'm calling you out.
We've done it 3 times and our computer screwed
give
us
give me
over.
That A.
Just give us an A.
We have these
give
crappy
me that A.
computers.
No, we're ready.
Okay.
Give me.
Okay.